You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Law Week in Shreveport-Bossier, and commentator Gary Joyner has a profile of a Winfield native who earned his Tulane Law degree at the tender age of 21 and went on to espouse public education for Louisianans during his political tenure.
Prior to the 1920s, Louisiana students were required to provide their own textbooks to share or to go without. That changed when Huey Long became governor in 1928. Long was the first populist governor of Louisiana. These populists drew their power from the poor and middle-class people who had been outside of the traditional circles of power. Huey was a master of both making promises to these voters and keeping them. Public education directly benefited from his populist views. Linked to this education platform were other arenas that seemed to have no direct connection to it, for example, transportation. Yet, roads and bridges that Huey built allowed children to attend schools that would have previously been accessible only with difficulty. So today's Louisiana children owe a debt to Huey for their very ability to get to school. Many of these roads and bridges are still being used today. For some children, the free textbooks were the first books ever to come into their homes, aside from family Bibles. The program jump-started literacy in many areas of the state. Obviously, this program did not change the state overnight, but it did allow those who attended school during the Great Depression an opportunity to gain an education, leave the farm, and to go on about their lives. This was the beginning of non-agrarian economy in the state of Louisiana, one that offered more opportunity for the state's families. These free textbooks literally opened the doors of education to tens of thousands of poor Louisiana children who otherwise would have been denied the full benefits of their education. Some parish school boards thought that giving students free textbooks was a bad idea. As you can imagine, the powerful Huey was certainly not above punishing any governmental body that disagreed with him. School boards were allotted state money to purchase textbooks, but not every child received a new book or new books immediately. Even Long's creative accounting could not provide enough funding for new books for every child receiving public education. School boards often bought books from other districts inside or outside the state. Important or large schools received books more often, and the laws of trickle-down economics meant that rural schools had to wait for new textbooks. The dissemination of free textbooks equated to the dissemination of knowledge. After all, knowledge is power. As people began to learn more, they began to want more and to question how things were being done. The irony is that in some ways, the very populist platform that brought Long to power also contributed to the downfall of the populist agenda. Louisiana, like other states, continues to offer students free textbooks. If you, your parents, or grandparents attended school in Louisiana following World War I, you are the beneficiary of this transition to free textbooks. You can thank Huey Long for enhancing your education. And, since you are listening today, perhaps the free history textbooks have helped you respect education and understand that history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. He comes our way every Tuesday morning at 7:35 for History Matters. You can find an archive of his commentaries on our website at redriverradio.org. Click on the word commentary at the bottom of the page. Morning Edition continues in a moment.